Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of this morning's sermon, Much More Than Spring Cleaning? Based on our gospel lesson we just read, especially these verses, and Jesus found in the temple that day those who were selling oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers seated. And he made a whip of cords, and he drove them all out of the temple. And he poured out the coin of the money changers, and he overturned their tables. Again, our theme is much more than spring cleaning. I invite you to follow the sermon outline provided for you in your handout this morning. I don't think I'll ever forget a picture that I saw in the first children's Bible I ever laid my eyes on when I was a young boy. It was a colored picture of the event we just read in the gospel lesson, of Jesus driving the money changers out of the temple. As a 10 or 11-year-old kid, a boy especially, I loved that picture. Jesus was not just a nice, loving, compassionate Savior. He was also a rear-end kicking, I'm not going to put up with it, you can't pull that kind of stuff in my Father's house, feisty and strong Lord. As a 10-year-old boy, I thought, that's the kind of Lord I'd like to follow. Now, we don't often picture our Lord Jesus as he's pictured in the gospel account for today. Whip in hand, overturning tables, sending people and animals helter-skelter out of the temple of God's house, out of the outer precincts of the temple, that is. What he was doing was cleaning house. He was cleaning out his Father's house, the temple in Jerusalem, and it was so much more than spring cleaning. The actual practice of spring cleaning refers to the annual event of cleaning a house from top to bottom at the first sign of spring. I looked this up. It happens all over the world, but especially in North America. This custom was done in places with wet or cold climates. By the way, as Beverly and I have gone to bed the last couple nights, we haven't been able to figure, why can't we get warm? A little extra snuggling is never bad. But in cold and wet climates, the practice of spring cleaning quickly came to the fore. And during the 19th century, before vacuum cleaners were invented, March was often the best time for spring cleaning because it was getting warm enough finally to open up the windows and the doors, and the winds could help carry the dirt and dust out of the house. But as years passed, spring cleaning came to be related to any kind of heavy labor or organizing job. A person who got their affairs in order before an inspection could be said to be doing some spring cleaning. As we said before in our John 2 gospel reading, Jesus is doing much more than spring cleaning. The occasion is the annual Jewish festival of Passover in Jerusalem. An occasion for one people to go back to the temple at least once a year for the high and holy day of worship. Kind of reminds me today of some folks, once at Easter, once at Christmas, they'll come to worship. People did it for Passover too. And because it was the yearly Passover festival, there were crowds of people coming to the temple. Ever noticed how Easter Sunday or Christmas Eve 7 p.m. service, there are people you hardly see, and the church is filled more than ever for a high and holy festival. Same thing was for Passover. And where the crowds were, enterprising merchants could be sure to realize there was money to be made. In Jesus' own words, the outer precinct of the temple was being turned into a marketplace. Jesus says in verse 16, "Stop making my Father's house a house of merchandise." Well, what so upset our Lord Jesus? First of all, at a high festival like Passover, people were coming to Jerusalem from all known parts of the world. And any traveler, even today, needs to exchange their currency for the local currency, like when Canadians travel to the USA. You exchange your currency. At that time, the local currency of Jerusalem was needed both to pay a temple tax to come in and to buy an animal for sacrifice for Passover for your family. Now, was Jesus upset because the money changers in the outer part of the temple were ripping people off by their exorbitant rates? Well, perhaps. But more likely, I suspect, was the strange mixture of money in the outer area of the temple. The money changing needed to be happening, but it did not have to happen where it was being done. But it was convenient to catch people as they entered the temple. And so the first folks that worshipers met when they came to Jerusalem on the Passover day were the grubby money changers, and it often probably made people upset or turned off or resentful and made their Passover worship initially a negative thing. But besides the money changers, there were the animals. Again, animals for sacrifice at worship were necessary at Passover, and people didn't haul their own personal animals hundreds of miles to Jerusalem to make the sacrifice. No, they knew once they got there, they could buy a special animal for sacrifice. And these animals had to be inspected and certified fit for sacrifice. Maybe you remember in the book of Exodus, it says, a male lamb, spotless, without blemish. So a service, you could say, was being provided for travelers. But again, this buying of the animals did not have to take place right in the outer part of the temple area. But again, it was a convenient place for the guys in business to make a buck. And also, can you imagine the noise and the mess and the smell of these animals all gathered together in the outer precincts of the temple? Hey, how would you like to bring in a small herd of sheep or cattle into the narthex every Sunday before worship? Can you imagine? Now we can better understand why Jesus was cleaning house. But the story doesn't end here. He was much more concerned with just the money changers and the smelly animals. Jesus was doing much more than spring cleaning. And here's the point. He was getting rid of a whole system of worship that taught that a person can only come into God's presence by the payment of a tax or the sacrifice of an animal. This is my Father's house, declared Jesus, not the business of cashing in on the worship of God, not the business of commercializing my relationship with God, not the religious business of demanding that the only way to come into God's presence was by your efforts, your deeds, your payments, your sacrifices. What Jesus is doing, did you catch it? What Jesus is doing is taking the first step of looking beyond the temple. He says, you want to come into the presence of God? You don't need the temple tax. You don't need the animals. You no longer even need the temple. Jesus declares, I will be the temple. I am the presence of God among you. And I will take you by the hand into the very presence of your Father in heaven. And the road does not need to go through the mess and the blood and the stink of these animals and the money changers. It goes through the blood of the cross, the sacrifice of God's only Son, Jesus Christ the Lord, for your sins and for mine. Talk about spring cleaning. But there's more. This house, this temple that Jesus was cleaning, according to the Old Testament, the prophet Isaiah, is to be a house of prayer for all nations. Nations is another way to translate the word Gentiles, non-Jews, that's you and me. Now, did you know there was an area in the Jerusalem temple for Gentiles to gather to worship? But can you guess where that area was? That area was in the outer area of the temple, where the money changers and the animal sellers and the manure and everything had gathered and set up shop. They had to gather, these Gentiles had to gather in this busy, loud, smelly area. So when Jesus is driving these merchants out, he's not saying, don't do this necessary job, but you don't have to do it right here in God's house. When he was driving them out, when he's cleaning house, he's not just cleaning up a mess. No, listen carefully. He is making room. He is opening up God's house for all nations, for all people. He's beginning to work on a spiritual temple that, number one, does not charge admission. That, number two, does not position anybody on the outside as second class. Does not make anybody feel useless or less valuable in God's eyes. He's proclaiming that everyone is welcome to God's house. And everyone is welcome to God's love. My dear friends, can you help me get this word out to your friends, to your neighbors, to your family members? Everyone is welcome here in God's house. Everyone is welcome to God's love through Christ our Lord. When Jesus cleans the temple, he's doing much more than spring cleaning. He opens up the kingdom of heaven to every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. And by the way, he who cleans the temple cleans the world. Upon the cross, Jesus shed blood, washes away the sin of the world, washes away your sin. Oh, thank God, washes away mine. He who cleans the temple cleans the world. He who is greater than the temple gave his precious life for you, so you now have immediate access to Almighty God. You are forgiven. You are cleansed. You are God's child. Because of Jesus' sacrifice, there are no longer any outcasts, any second-class people. No one stuck in the back row or in the outer precincts of the temple. No one is beyond help. No one is beyond hope. Can you help me get this word out to your friends, to your neighbors, to your family members as well? And he who died for you also rose for you. His resurrection victory is your victory. Your victory over sin, over death, over the devil. Jesus' house cleaning at the temple that day and at the cross shortly afterward prepares a place in God's house for you forever. As Jesus himself said in John chapter 14, in my Father's house are many dwelling places, and I go to prepare a place for you. Well, as we end this sermon, I'd like to have a show of hands. Come on, you can do it. Be brave. Who here has already done some spring cleaning? Who here is planning to do some spring cleaning. Well, whether you have done it, or whether you have not done it, or whether you really will not do it, makes no difference to Almighty God. And I will not come over to your house to do a white glove inspection, I guarantee you, except for maybe Bev Sanford. But at that temple, on that day so long ago, at that temple in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, and not long after that, our dear Lord Jesus was doing so much more than spring cleaning. He was cleaning our body and our soul for all eternity. He was opening up God's kingdom for all people. Nobody in the second tier in the outer precincts ever again. He was welcoming you and me and all sinners to our mansion in heaven. And in that house, there will never be any need for spring cleaning, because all sin, all pain, all fear, all doubt, all mess will be gone forever. The door to God's house is open wide, and the sign reads, "Welcome home." In the name of Jesus, let's get to some spring cleaning in our hearts. Amen.